This is kind of a mind F of a letter.
What happened?
You wouldn't think any man would have a problem being put on this kind of pedestal.
Yeah.
Being told they are someone's sexual fantasy.
Yeah, you're looking good.
But there's a woman here to argue that we, in asking this question,
well,
we're being inappropriate. And I guess, Tommy, we're just two men of the 500,000 or so who live in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
So maybe this woman has a point about being objectified because of your job.
Stop looking at my body.
As a man.
Making me uncomfortable.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Wednesday, it's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago, we told you how the city of Rochester is once again looking for lifeguards.
Yeah.
And we had argued that along with the pay, one benefit for men taking this job would be meeting women.
Yes.
How lifeguard could be a sexual fantasy job. Ladies could look at you and go,
yeah.
We named a couple other jobs.
Yeah.
Guys could have in the summertime, took some calls, and as far as we were concerned, that was that. Guys could have jobs that are women's sexual fantasy.
Mm.
Well, that wasn't that.
Go ahead.
We have a letter in our hand from a woman who says that we were being wildly inappropriate.
Terrible.
And then when it comes to certain jobs,
yeah,
no one should see these men as just pieces of meat.
Oh.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail, wanting us fired, telling us we need to stop with our sexualization of fellow men. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
To the morning show on WCMF, I am appalled by what I heard this morning on your radio station. I heard you discussing first responder jobs, specifically lifeguard, firefighter, and police officer. Jobs where men risk their safety to protect others. But you were not discussing the sacrifice and danger of these jobs. You were discussing how women view them as sexual fantasies. You were diminishing the jobs these men do to nothing but how they look and what certain types of women would do to get close to them. It's clear you do not understand how irresponsible that is. Men don't go to work to meet women. Men go to work to earn a living, most of them for their families. To belittle their jobs as nothing more than a way to attract a certain type of woman is an affront to all these jobs stand for. Frankly, that goes for any job. There are more to men than what they look like and who they are at their job. And I know for a fact that the majority of men would be more embarrassed than they would excited to find out that women are staring at them and trying to get to know them because of what they do for a living. Be better and show more respect to the men who are working every day just to make a living. Sincerely, Melissa.
She serious?
Yeah, men hate attention. We shy away from it.
She serious?
Broad is nuts.
She wrote it like she was serious.
She wrote it like she's never left the house.
She's really upset
that
we sexually objectified men in the jobs that they do.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with
you.
I am taken aback. Because I guess I never considered there could be men who would be bothered.
Uncomfortable.
Bothered, embarrassed, uncomfortable. Yes, that women were attracted to them only because of their jobs. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Would it bother you as a man if women were sexually attracted to you because of your job?
Because you would use that to your advantage.
Okay, we would.
Yeah.
Any guy would.
Well, no, we're not any guy. It's not all in us.
I mean, let's say you were a single guy and you're a lifeguard.
Yeah.
You're not going to be, you have your pick of the chicks that are coming around to check you out, to talk to you. You ain't taking advantage of that?
I mean, I guess it depends on.
Now I'm going to stay with my high school sweetheart.
Well, I love how you're single, but now he's got a high school sweetheart in the situation.
Goodbye, baby.
Okay, with a thumbs down. You got to give him the thumbs down while you say goodbye. That's
I mean, the nice. If you're a single guy, the nicest guy, right? He will still look at the field.
Okay.
If the field's coming to you.
Okay.
Like, they're coming to you.
I got you.
And they're checking you out. And I got a prime example of a good guy with a high school sweetheart that all of a sudden started getting national and international attention, and he stepped up.
Who?
Your boy.
Who's my boy?
Josh Allen.
Well, I mean, it's not like his high school sweetheart was anything terrible.
No, but he started looking at the field, bro.
Okay.
And they were all coming to him.
Look, I understand. Look, I get that all men's brains might be scrambled right now because that is never anything we would have even considered. But let's talk this through.
Okay.
Let's talk this through. Let's start with the first responders, right? Firefighters, cops, lifeguards. I guess in those jobs, they could be harder to do if you had women going out of their way to try and get time with you because of what you do for a living. Like, if you're in the middle of a job.
It could be a distraction.
Yes, and so all of a sudden there's a woman starting to get super flirty.
But are you offended by it?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
You digging it, man. Okay, you digging and bragging.
Here's the thing, and I think this is why this would be different, like a man with a sexy job versus like a woman with a perceived sexy job.
Okay.
People can still take you seriously and find you sexy.
Hmm.
Whereas like a woman, like you have to fight to be taken seriously, which is why you don't want to have that kind of attention.
Okay.
But guys, like you
best of both worlds.
Yeah, you have both. Like I don't think somebody that is objectifying you would tell you that your job isn't important or that you didn't deserve that job.
I don't know.
Like they're almost in awe of you. Like it's a boner dunk.
Okay.
Like you could still be respected and somebody could still think you're
sexy.
It's
the greatest thing that could happen to a guy.
Okay. What the point she is making is a very good point.
I'm loving it.
You're just yelling out words.
He is.
You're just yelling out words.
Right? I did that. I said boner dunk.
I can understand how this would bother somebody because I think every guy has a fantasy in their head of how this would go. And when, because you're picturing like attractive woman coming up to you and catcalling you and being interested in you.
Fries come with that shake.
But when it doesn't go that way and this isn't exactly the person you were expecting to be objectifying you.
That's a great point. Also a great
may
point.
May not be as comfortable as you think.
But I think he would still take it as a compliment, even if she's like a sweaty bed.
Ladies can take it too far. Ladies can be stalkers, too.
Women are actually socially allowed to do way more.
True.
Where everyone's going to look the other way, yeah. Right?
Feel uncomfortable.
I mean, it's nothing for a woman to put her hands on you being flirty, where it's like, I've never had that experience personally, but I've seen it happen. I've heard of it happen. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got folks waiting on hold. Melissa. Dear sweet Melissa, writes us saying that we were sexually objectifying first responders, men, when we were talking about fantasy jobs, that no person that has this job appreciates that. We were being inappropriate. Men don't go to work to look sexy. Men go to work to earn for their family and protect people. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. So the guys go to get those jobs. So the women do look at them. So the women do go after them. Is this a woman nuts?
Okay. All right, look, I wouldn't disagree with you, but Joe, let me ask you, what do you do for a living?
Sales manager.
Okay, so all three of us have jobs that no woman would ever be attracted to, so we can't sit here. Oh, look at that. Look at that super hot sales manager. Look at look at his ass in them chinos really doing it for me.
They like the cars, though. They dig the cars.
All right, so, Joe, again, I agree with you, but we're just a couple of ugly idiots hanging out here.
That's right.
All right, Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay.
All right.
I want to quote this woman's letter again. All right, quote. There are more to men than what they look like when they're at their job, and I know for a fact that the majority of men would be more embarrassed that they would be excited. Sorry, she writes too smart for me to read. We try it again. I know for a fact the majority of men would be more embarrassed than they would be excited to find out that women are staring at them and trying to get to know them because of what they do for a living.
They'd be embarrassed.
Yes, that's what
yeah. Okay. So they wouldn't like go tell their buddies about it because they'd be so embarrassed. Are you kidding me?
I don't know, man.
Any guy gets a look from a woman, can't wait to tell his buddy, she wants it, man.
Whether or not they believe you is one thing.
Yeah, but they can't wait to brag.
Okay, let's take some shots in the dark here about what could be a problem with a woman attracted to you because of the
game. All right.
All right. One, she's not attracted to you per se. Mm. She's attracted to the job.
I want you to love me for me, not for what I do.
Let me walk you through this. Because do not forget, I grew up the son of a cop.
Huh?
And I hung out around cops all the time when I was a kid. All my dad's buddies. I thought that every house had three police officers watching college football on Saturdays in the living room. You could always tell the cop wives that were in it just because they wanted to be married to a cop.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
All right.
Like, there is this entire subculture who they're... whole existence is I am the wife
of
a
identity.
Cop.
Yeah.
You got it. I would assume it's the same for firefighters. I don't know how long you've been in the business Kimmy, right?
Mm.
That would have an effect on your relationship. And you may not know that's the case until it's too late.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
It would take away from the substance of what you're building. You would also have to feel... You would always have to look your best at whatever job you're doing if you knew you were getting sexual attention just for your job. There would be a pressure to do that.
But they also kind of idolize you.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't think that's... But it's also a cool thing to be idolized. Is it? I mean, most people do not get that. I mean, they would probably desire it. That would be a fantasy. Maybe eventually it would wear thin, but to be idolized, to think you have such a position that people look up to you. They don't even know you.
Okay.
And they're just in awe of you already. That's a lot of power.
And he's talking about men and women. You know what I mean?
That's power.
Not just women.
Like, to have that kind of power, okay. You didn't even ask for it. It was like, you know, you're just doing your gig and these people are like standing there looking at you. That's gotta be intoxicating.
Oh, I mean, look, I get it, and maybe it's fun in the beginning, but that does have to wear on you,
but
man.
But everything wears on you.
Everything wears. Hey,
let them get to that point, but who cares?
I'm not just a piece of meat. I'm not just my uniform, man. I'm a human, man. I am not an animal.
You may also feel the pressure to be that person all the time. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to disappoint anybody. Or
okay,
you don't
so you're
wanna,
always
you
on.
You can't have a bad day, I guess. Like, I'm not even talking about at work. I'm talking about like outside of work. You know?
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I don't. I mean, look, you're right. I would like to have the opportunity to see how much this sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's drawbacks to it, but it sounds like the benefits are pretty good too.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Facebook messages coming in. Again, it's hate mail of the week. A woman named Melissa writes that we were sexually objectifying Tommy and I specifically. Men, based on the jobs that they do. When we were talking about the summer job you could have that would be a female sexual fantasy, she says that is inappropriate, that the men that have these jobs, firefighter, police officer, lifeguard, they're not doing it for the tail. They are doing it for the paycheck, mm-hmm. to take care of their families, and to protect the community.
Yes.
And the fact that we'd even think that is disrespectful.
Terrible.
Brian writes us, how do you guys not see that she has a husband or an ex-husband that had one of these jobs and she didn't like the attention he got, and that's why she wrote this letter?
She does continue to say in that letter, a certain type of woman, over and over again.
So she got jealous of the attention that her husband was getting because of his job.
Potentially.
Good catch, Brian. Okay, if that's the case, that would be the biggest problem. You're married.
Yeah.
You got a family.
Definitely cause some problems.
And you are getting constant attention that you are not asking for only because of what you do for a living. That would be a huge problem.
Or a solution to a problem.
Why would that be a solution?
Well, let's say you're with this jealous, your wife's this jealous, horrible woman.
She might not even be jealous. She might have a legitimate point.
But there would be jealousy.
Really, like,
oh, why aren't you looking at the wife of the firefighter while you're having this conversation, Mr. Looking at me as talking to her, you scared ass bitch.
I have to tone it down in this room all the time with you two.
What do you mean?
Talking about my husband and his body.
Well, I mean, look, in our defense.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, I look at his nipples every day.
But would you?
I see his nipples more than you do.
Yes, you do. You have a direct view right there.
Oh, my God.
But it's interesting to me that you see that woman as jealous when, I mean, I would imagine this would cause a problem in any relationship, somebody like constantly being objectified.
But it's not his fault. I guess my point is he's not out there being a player.
Yeah.
He's just fighting fighters or watching the kids swim in the pool, whatever
his gig
is. Well,
I don't think
this
woman in the letter is saying it's the guy's fault.
No, but I'm saying like if... That's a constant seed of jealousy in your woman. Mm. Me just doing my gig. I can't control who shows up.
She can't control how she feels. You say it all the time. You cannot tell someone how they should feel.
It would bother you if somebody was doing that to your wife constantly.
But then I could, but I'm saying like the guy could gas his old lady and go get somebody new because he's got this pool of chicks.
No, but that's the reason why she's jealous.
The pool of chicks. But I got to watch the pool, baby. It's my job. Daddy's got to protect.
So wait, just to be clear, he's a full-time lifeguard in Rochester, New York, with a wife and kids who has women objectifying him.
Yes.
So it's Baywatch, Ontario, Lake Ontario.
Yeah, Lake Ontario.
Okay, gotcha.
Where's Baywatch over?
I mean, look, man, I kind of lived through this as a kid with this guy, with this theory that we're talking now.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure your old man back in the day got the looks.
No, that's what he wore in his hair, L.A. looks, that gel that made it. It was like cement.
Stays in there the rest of your life.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
All right, let's take one more call. 252-WCMF. Matt's got the last word. Hey, Matty, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, boss. How you doing?
Good, boss. What do you got?
Hey, so my job is a Navy recruiter here in Rochester.
Oh, damn. Looks good in them white pants, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, shake that white ass.
Anchors away, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Those dress blues can't be beat, right?
That's right. And you know how to handle it when it's wet.
They even look good in those stupid hats.
You're not wrong.
SEAL Team 6
Speaking
on that ass.
Speaking of being objectified.
Betty, you were saying, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
So basically, the attention that we get sometimes is definitely, definitely not wanted, right? So we go into these high schools, and I'm telling you, sometimes the teachers are cool, but the attention that we want is the one we don't get, is because nowadays it's easy to get in trouble. God forbid you make one comment that has to be not Navy-related, you're going to jail.
Wait, what?
This got weird fast.
Well, just don't talk about torpedoes, bro, and you'll be just fine.
No, what you're saying is, like, you talk to these, like, actual high school students, they will get upset about anything.
Okay.
About, right. Yeah, so.
Okay, cool. Well, Matt, thanks. There goes Matt. I think Matt decided to roll out of that pretty fast. Mm. He should be in the Air Force. So there's that. And we're gonna wrap that up and move on. All right. As the weather gets nicer, we start to see nature, and then all the things that'll crawl around our backyard.
Yeah.
And this story may be alarming for reasons not in the headline.
Yeah.
Because these animals came up a few years ago, and we were told, no, they're not here. Don't worry about them.
Okay.
Should it start to be on our minds now?
But what the hell is it?
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
No.
Story on Spectrum starts with bird flu. And it talks about how other wildlife we regularly see may be able to transmit bird flu into humans.
Okay.
And the story goes on to say any dead animal you want to avoid to decrease your risk of accidentally contracting bird flu.
Don't handle it.
Don't mess with any of them.
Don't edit.
But one of the animals they focus on in this story, bobcats.
Bobcat.
So we were aware that there were bobcats in New York State in the mountainous regions east of us.
Yeah.
Occasionally spotted in other places.
You
but it's always like blurry footage, like Bigfoot. Is that a cat or is that a bobcat?
So, Kimmy, as part of this research, they put GPS collars on bobcats to see, one, if they could contract bird flu, and two, where they would end up.
Where are they hanging?
Yeah, you got it.
Tracking them.
To quote the story,
where?
The collars were found scattered in areas across the state from Albany to Buffalo.
Damn.
Oh.
The story goes on to say.
Do they have Easy Pass?
The story goes on to say that past the places we know bobcats are, they have expanded into central and western New York.
So they breeding and multiplying.
That's us, man. We're western New York.
Oh, yeah.
How many bobcats are walking around the greater Rochester area?
I don't know. I know they're nasty.
How do you know
you
that?
You don't know that.
No, because Florida has them, and they're nasty.
Okay, but
bobcats are nasty.
Are Florida bobcats different?
There are different kinds of bobcats.
They do vote differently down there. They have different opinions, yes, and they do have a stand-your-ground bobcat law.
No, but like bears, even in New York, there are some bears that are scary, and there are some bears that are not scary.
Well, it's a wild animal.
If you don't bother them, they won't bother you kind of thing.
I'm guessing it's a vicious cat.
Okay. But again,
it's got claws and fangs.
How many times do we have to say, if you start a sentence with, I'm guessing, don't finish that sentence with a definite statement?
Let me tell you something.
Please.
It is a known fact that probably, if you see a bobcat and it sees you, it's too late. Because you know what that son of a bitch is going to do?
What's that?
It'll snap on your ass.
There ain't a bobcat alive.
His mother ain't been born. Cuss a bobcat. Yeah, you goddamn bobcat. Go back to Florida and vote.
Just
go by DeSantis.
Just for the record, after a quick Google search, I'm going to read you what it says.
Okay, I'm
right.
Bobcats are not considered a threat to human safety, except in rare cases when they have rabies or are extremely aggressive.
Okay.
Like if you threaten their territory.
It's not what you said. It's not what you said.
Which could be, I'm guessing, like, you know, a mom protecting its
Her pups.
Are they called pups, cubs?
Just please,
no, her kittens.
Please listen.
Are bobcats kittens, the little ones, or are they pups?
I don't know. It depends on whether they're wearing thigh-high stockings or not.
All right.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-926.
It's a very forward-thinking cat.
Listen to what I'm telling you.
You're fine, I guess.
It is very important with an animal that we are not familiar with that you don't just start saying random crap to scare people.
I'm not saying random crap. I'm saying
no,
it's
you're
a
saying
known fact.
You're Mr. Random Crap.
Known fact, probably.
Okay. If they are going from the Catskills to Buffalo, these bobcats, that
they're moving.
They're in our area, right? They would have to at least walk through our area to get to where the collars were found in Buffalo. It's not like they took a barge down the Erie Canal.
And you got to remember, they're meat eaters.
Are they?
They're not vegetarians, bro.
Probably
you sure?
Eat, like small animals, like rabbits.
They eat varmint.
Okay.
There's varmint in them hills.
So you remember
ate squirrel.
Ah. You remember a couple years ago? There was an alleged sighting of a bobcat out in Chi-Lai.
Yeah.
And somebody took a picture of it, and the DEC said it was not a bobcat. It was just a big-ass house cat, and there was nothing to worry about. Was that a bobcat the whole time?
Probably was.
Shut up with the probablys! For God's sakes, man.
It's a known fact that the DE does get things wrong.
The DE?
Yeah. Not DA.
No, that's not the committee. The DEA is Department of... DEC, idiot. Not DEA. What's DEA? Department of...
Oh, the DA.
No, DA is District Attorney.
The Department of Education.
You should listen to what this man has to say about facts. The DEA said the bobcat had cocaine.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I see what
Drug Enforcement Agency.
I'm crapping myself.
Yeah, but...
If you're walking on trail...
Yeah.
And you see one of these son of bitches...
You shut up.
And it's squaring up on you.
Oh, it's got really squared up?
It's squared up on your ass. And you know, it's hissing, and it ain't purring.
Shut up!
That's a wild pussycat.
They're kind of small.
How small are bobcats?
It says...
They're probably bigger than a cat.
They weigh between 15 and 35 pounds.
That's a big-ass house cat, 35 pounds.
It's about the size of your buddy, between your buddy Bob and a house cat.
All right.
That's why they call it a bobcat. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A study trying to figure out if bird flu could be transmitted to humans through animals.
Yeah.
Track some bobcats from the mountains where we know they live in New York State to see where they ended up. And in this study that was on Spectrum, it said that the GPS collars that they put on the bobcats were found everywhere from Albany to Buffalo, that bobcats are now living in western New York. And that's us. And we were told that bobcats aren't here based on the story a couple years ago in Chi-Lai. Are we prepared for bobcat? And here's why I'm concerned. You shut up.
I'm ready because I know how.
No, you don't.
By the way, they're fast as crap.
Shut.
All right.
They can move.
Stop making me have to fact check you.
So they can move. On an open field?
Yeah.
On even ground?
Uh-huh.
45 mile an hour.
They cannot go 45 miles an hour.
Yes, they can. They're faster than your average e-scooter.
They can go up to 30 miles per hour.
There you
Pretty
go.
Fast.
No, but if it's on flat ground, even faster.
Shut up. Okay.
And if it's been working out.
For a very, very, very long time,
yeah,
we knew exactly how to handle all the wildlife that existed.
Well, yeah, because we had the standard stuff.
And most animals were cool, right? Mm-hmm. They weren't going to bother you.
Yeah, they go their own way. They're scared of you.
You got it. Like, we don't really have to deal much with bears nor cats in our area. Okay, so we're finding out that bobcats are not aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Do they go after pets?
They could.
No. Why am I asking?
Well, like if you're...
I'm asking the people listening, not you jackass.
So let's say you let your dog out. And the dog starts chasing the bobcat.
Why, Sean?
They may square off on that dog.
Will you stop saying square? First of all, it's square up, not square off. Second of all, bobcats aren't going to put their hands in front of their face like it's an old-timey boxing match. Third, maybe the bobcat gets scared away.
It could, but let's say she's got her youngin'.
Shut up.
She's got 9 sucking pups. And she ain't taking no lip. She's broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And she don't take no lip. Chew the back of spit.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to somebody. You know what's funny? I have no idea who's on the phone right now, but I trust them exponentially more than anything that is coming out of your stupid southern mouth. Daryl's on CMF. Hey, Daryl, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you doing, guys?
Good, man. What do you got?
Listen, you guys are talking about the bobcats. I live on Kip Road in Canandaigua. It's right off Canandaigua Lake, East Lake Road.
Okay.
And we saw one this week.
No kidding. No, is that a regular occurrence, or was that your first bobcat spotting?
Never, ever seen it ever. I actually didn't see it. My neighbor came to my house yesterday and told me that he saw it right outside his back window.
I see. But you just said, we didn't saw a bobcat. And then you go, I didn't see it. My neighbor saw it.
Well, I personally didn't see it, but
okay.
I know for a fact he did.
So this is guaranteed bobcat.
Guaranteed.
Unquestioned, pure, uncut you, Colombian bobcat.
It's a Canandaigua cat.
Kill a squirrel and eat it.
Oh. In front of you.
Can a house cat kill a squirrel? I don't know. I'm asking.
I would assume they could. I don't. Maybe squirrels are too big for house cats.
No, okay. They can chase them down fast.
They're fast. They're fast. They're definitely faster than
45 mile an hour, man.
They're not 45 mile an hour.
45, bud.
Shut up.
Easily.
Daryl, thanks for the call for your neighbor.
They could be in Farmington in like 5 minutes.
I saw it. My neighbor saw it.
I don't know if I'd believe a neighbor if they told me they saw a bobcat.
I would.
I would have to really trust that neighbor and their expertise. Like, that guy would have to be like an outdoorsy person that like knows their wildlife for me to trust that they saw a bobcat.
Okay. All right. We got more bobcat people.
Catters?
The cat crew, they call
them.
252-WCMF. Brett's CMF. Hey, Brett, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So I have confirmed bobcat sightings.
We got confirmed cat sighting.
Okay.
Yes. So last summer, I live about 100 yards from the farthest entrance to Letchworth State Park.
Okay.
And I was sitting on my porch. It was probably like July or August over the summer, and it's about 5 in the morning or so, and I seen one. It scurried right across the street about 50 yards or so from my porch.
Okay. Did it scare you?
No, it kind of tripped me out because I didn't think it was real because I'm wake and bake that early in the morning.
Okay, so you were under the influence of drugs when you saw the bobcat.
Yes, I was.
All right, Brett, can we get one rock-solid, confirmed, straight bobcat sighting, Brett?
All right. There's a lot of fishers now, too. You know what that is?
Yes.
What do you say?
Fishers.
Yeah, I've been seeing them dead all over the road lately.
Okay, all right. I saw a bobcat, and Bob Weir was playing bass with him, too. Brett, thanks.
All right, guys.
Brett's mad at the bobcat. Right, sorry, on. Brett. Right. Brett, you can't tell us you were on drugs.
Getting high on your porch at 5 a.m.
Marijuana is not a drug, though.
All right, fair enough. Brett, thanks for the call.
That is his.
I seen a bobcat. Marijuana is not a drug. And I wanted to believe him because he didn't say he saw a bobcat.
Yeah.
He's seen it.
Seen it.
When I hear seen it.
That's country talk.
I'm believing it. Okay. We got more folks sitting on hold. We'll get to that in a sec. But there are three very different distinct types of people when it comes to stuff like this in the Rochester area.
Who's that?
There are folks like Tommy who never lived in the sticks and have no idea how to deal with wild animals. There are folks who grew up in wide open spaces who don't get nervous about this because
country folk.
They've been raised around wild animals. And then there's the third most dangerous type of person.
Who's that?
The person who has no idea how to deal with wild animals, but for some reason believes they know how to deal with wild animals.
Yeah.
And that's the person who either ends up getting hurt themselves.
Because they go out and engage the animal.
Or someone who knows them listens to them and they get hurt taking that advice.
Oh.
Right? I mean, look, I don't know how dangerous bobcats are, but maybe it's a...
It's a wild animal.
Be safe. Like, just stay the hell away from the bobcat.
Any wild animal.
Yeah. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Brad. Hey, Brad. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So... Last fall, my neighbor, he's actually a hunting buddy of mine. He got pictures of one on his trail cams in Scottsville. Clear as day. Bobcat.
Flipping you off.
Wait, that's kind of where I live.
Yep. Scottsville? Nope. Yeah. He got several pictures of him. It was around October.
Oh.
Probably looked like it weighed about, like you were saying, about 35, 40 pounds.
So full mature male bobcat.
I don't know if it was male or female, but...
Yeah, don't ask Brad stupid questions. Don't. What are you doing? What's wrong with you? We respect Brad's time. He's got bobcat pictures, and he wants to show them to you for a fee on his only cats. All right, Brad, do you have any familiarity with bobcats at all?
No, not really. I didn't even really know they were around here until he showed me the pictures.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.
But,
for
I hunt that property, too, and that kind of freaked me out a little bit. But now the bigger problem is we have a very large adult male bear there.
That's also my backyard. Damn it!
I think I'd be more afraid of the bear.
Okay, Brad, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. I don't want to live where I live anymore.
Yeah, you're on the border. You're like right on the edge.
Bro, I'm like 3 miles away from where he's describing.
Yeah. So you got wildcat, wild bear.
Coyote.
Was that you trying to say coyote?
Coyote.
Coyote. What makes matters worse, to your point, right? Like, as the years have gone on in Rochester, our interactions with wild animals have been increasing.
Yeah, because we keep encroaching on their territory.
Well, we got to solve the housing crisis.
Yeah.
And, like, if you live in Penfield, Henrietta, Greece, Mendon, these once empty fields are now just full of homes.
Yeah, but now they got wild animals
eating
the homeowners, which kind of cancels out the encroachment. So I guess it'll even itself out eventually.
What I'm saying is, I've told you guys this, when we bought our house, it was just fields all around us, right in our neighborhood. And now all of that is filled with homes. And now we got bear bobcat.
And every once in a while, you could hear an old granny getting dragged away into the woods by a wild bobcat or a bear.
Please don't speak that into existence.
No, it ain't going to happen.
Okay, we'll take one more call.
Grandma got dragged into the woods.
Were they
somewhere? Werewolves of London.
Shut up!
Got mutilated late last night.
252-WCMF. Again, a story from Spectrum News talking about the transmission of bird flu through animals had a little part in it, talking about bobcats. And they were tracking bobcats to see if they could transmit it. And they said that the GPS collars they put on these bobcats in the Catskill Mountains were found all the way from Albany to Buffalo.
So they're moving, bro. fast.
Let's get one lady catter in here.
Lady catter.
Michelle's guy. She's on CMF. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hey. Stokey Farms had a picture of a bobcat online just within the last few weeks. They caught it on their trail cam.
I really hope this is all the same bobcat. Because Stokey Farms is not far.
That's a ways away.
No, Stokey Farms is not far from where.
They do the hay rides and stuff like
right,
that?
Yeah, the last guy that we were just talking to. It's right around, it's around the same area.
Same bobcat family?
No, I mean, if we got one
bobcat. Really,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Michelle.
It was a really good picture of one. It was a pretty big one, too.
Yeah, he was laying really down. Cool. He had, like, one leg open. It was classy, not trashy. It was more Playboy than Penthouse. All right, Michelle, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right, there goes.
Damn.
Shut up.
What? They're out there, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Be on the lookout.
Why would they show up all of a sudden? Why did we go?
Well, obviously, to your point, they've always been here, but now.
No, we don't know that.
Jerks like you got to live out of town.
No.
And you're causing a problem.
No, because the story said they were living in the mountains. Now they have expanded.
Well, they kind of know because they just started tracking them. They could have been. Bro, they could have been there the whole time.
They have been tracking them just for different reasons than this.
But they could have always been here. That's my point.
Maybe not as many, but I would imagine
they don't
know. They worked their way around.
We just talked to. I'm sorry.
They could have been watching us the whole time. You know, everybody's freaking out about the aliens. I'm more worried about the bobcat.
Oh, my God. Who are the bobcats working for? Oh, my God. Russian bobcats.
Yeah. You think you got this guy? All
right, let's take a break.
Have you seen your grandmother lately?
What did it sound like when she was getting? Oh, it's the wife of that guy that was fighting the bobcat. The guy has a household name.
Okay.
Everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
Look, I don't agree with you what you're saying about it being not being news.
You would never put him in your top 10 in his field.
And that's what sucks about this guy, because he has been everywhere.
He's worked with some big names.
But that's just it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. Actor Val Kilmer passed away overnight, 65 years old.
Mm.
Pneumonia got him after a battle with cancer.
Yeah, he had bad throat cancer, right?
Yeah. To the point where in the Top Gun movie, the most recent one, his voice had to be dubbed in.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what he sounded like.
Yeah. All right, so your bitch with Val Kilmer and the coverage this morning.
Yeah, well, it was a lead story this morning when I turned on the news, top of the hour.
Why would it not be?
Because everything else that's going on in the world, this guy is not that important. He's not a top 10 actor. He's one of those weird guys that had leading man looks. There was never really a leading man. He never really carried a show, or unless you want to talk
Batman,
about the
Batman. That's
you're playing Batman. You could put my head in that goddamn
role.
Thing.
No, your head wouldn't fit in the Batman mask.
Well, maybe Fat Man. I don't know.
Fat Man.
All right.
Boo!
So but even like when he was a leading man. He played Jim Morrison.
Okay, so actually, Tommy's not entirely wrong here. He was always better as the second guy.
Right, like, he was never a leading guy.
Top Gun, second to Tom Cruise. Yeah. Heat, third to De Niro and Pacino.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Tombstone, he's second to Kurt Russell. I mean, look, the Batman movie he was in, Batman Returns.
But that doesn't count. That's a fantasy.
I'm saying if you would listen.
If seven different guys could play that, I'm listening.
It's been voted. It's the worst Batman movie ever. Sure. People hate that Batman movie.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Doors play Morrison. I thought he was good in that role.
He did.
But there are people who didn't think he was good in that role.
I mean, he looked the part.
I think we're in a room with one.
Well, no, he just looked at a crap on him. Like, there, any
he
role.
He was so ready for this break.
No, I was
just building up all morning.
What
every
do you
time
have?
I saw him on TV.
But you're not proving me wrong here.
No, I agree with the idea that he was always the better second.
Right.
However, you're wrong that
he's that iconic.
Yeah.
Really? Everyone knows his name?
But he's a big name who died relatively young. That's always going to be a news story.
He's 65. He ain't that young.
Hey,
he's
age. I'd be careful saying that, bud.
Well, you call my ass old, I'm going to drop that in
there. But he, I mean, that's young.
Oh, now it's young? That's young?
To
oh, really?
Pass away?
I'll remind you
in
next
Hollywood?
Time. Oh, drop that. Who's your diaper boy?
I guess what we're trying to say is, why did it have to be Val Kilmer? Why couldn't it have been
hey,
you?
Hey, I outlived Val Kilmer, baby.
What does that even mean?
It means what it means. It's called simple math, baby.
That deep rivalry you and Val Kilmer had that started when you were cutting meat.
I'm starting to outlast some of the greats, man.
I just don't get the guy. Everybody knows who Val Kilmer is.
Yes, I know
everybody
that.
Know, but the point
that's
is.
That's not a lead story, man. Like, there are actors that if they pass, it's huge, right?
Yeah, like Val Kilmer.
No. If a guy similar his age died. Suddenly, it would be a huge story.
Give me an example.
Tom Cruise.
Ah, boring.
No, that would be a big story.
No, would it?
No, because he hates Tom Cruise.
At least Val Kilmer played a different character in every movie. Tom Cruise just plays Tom Cruise. Hey, ha, hoo, ha, hey.
Oh, he's the Billy Crystal of action figures?
I'm over here and I sing like this. Now I'm here and I sing like this. Yeah, I mean, like.
No, you're just basing it on. I'm not making it personal, man. I'm just saying the guy ain't the guy.
Name me a movie. Wait, you're not making it personal. The guy's dead and no one should care is what you said. Name me a movie where Tom Cruise wasn't Tom Cruise.
No, Born on the 4th of July.
He is Tom Cruise in War.
No, it's a great art house.
It's a great movie.
Yes.
He is the same guy in that
he
movie.
He ain't hanging off of jet planes and fighting international spies. He's a returning war hero.
What I'm saying is you never watch
Risky Business. He was not that guy.
You never watch
I just gave you two examples you want to blow by?
You won't even let me tell you what
I just gave you two. I'm trying to answer your question.
You never see a movie with Tom Cruise and go, that's not Tom Cruise. He does not lose himself in the role where Val Kilmer does.
Okay, I understand.
He's a better actor than Tom Cruise. Better actor.
He's really good at playing roles that nobody wants.
Okay. What? Batman? Jim Morrison?
Nobody wanted Jim Morrison.
Everybody wanted Jim Morrison. Nobody,
the guy was a flash in the pan.
Flash in the pan? Jim Morrison? He's been alive the whole time in Syracuse. We found that out two weeks ago.
And then he played with, did he go around the country being with Mark Twain?
Mark Twain, he did, yeah.
Who gives a flying F about Mark ass old Twain?
All the people. What?
I remember this steamboat's over here in River Bogan.
What are you talking about, you idiot? Why don't you go back to podcast?
Nobody cares about Mark Twain.
He sold out a venue here playing Mark Twain.
He sold out a comedy room.
Which you never in your life did.
Well, I didn't know I could play Mark Twain up here. American business, steamboat landed. Let me tell you about corn on the cob and the Mars opera cobbler.
Val Kilmer passes away at 65. Tommy is furious about it. Then he was on the news.
Lead story, man. World's burning. Let's talk about this dude.
Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
It's amazing how Mark Twain sounds like so many other characters.
I know. The guy wasn't even original, right?
That's why he was such a great writer. He spoke to everyone, Jeremy.
Eat a catfish for lunch. Make America.
Eat a catfish for lunch.
I'd be a catfish sub over at DeBella's. So delicious back
in the day. Where's DeBella's catfish sub? Is that what you
being
said?
Being Italian, give me submarine sandwich. I didn't even know what a submarine is.
Switch on that son of a bitch. Shut up.
You were saying, Jeremy.
Oh, I got so excited because you're talking about Val Kilmer that I remembered what show I was calling and prepared to be killed. But anyways, Val Kilmer legitimately chose my post-chef career in a movie called Real Genius. He plays a scientist and a physicist that he's just quirky and he's a cool guy, which I will never be. But man, did that movie set the tone for the rest of my life. Legitimately. It's a fantastic movie.
I forgot about Real Genius. And here's the thing. The comedy superstar that Tommy is, he's also forgetting what I would argue is Val Kilmer's best movie, Top Secret.
That was
a great movie.
Hey, those are video bin trash movies.
Video bin trash movies.
I have nothing else for you. Bye, Dick.
Jeremy, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. He's going to read some Mark Twain. What would it sound like if he was reading it out loud?
Well, you read about me over there. Last night I ate some rancid peanuts and it gave me the trots. And I started thinking about how great this country is and all it's done for me. I was a millionaire before I was 33 writing crap like this. Because nobody ever thought about doing it before. I don't think baseball is going to be a very popular sport.
What accent is that? He was from Maryland, you idiot.
No, I thought he was from St. Louis.
Was he from St. Louis? He lived in Maryland. I'm thinking of Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
God, we are the dumbest show in America.
Edgar Allan Poe. He's got to admit to nothing. Probably name a goddamn football team. I mean, he don't deserve it. Never tasted a catfish.
Well, yeah, because he didn't have a DeBellis ring. Let's take one more call. Kimmy does not understand
I was lost because I was on the phone, and then I got back, and I didn't even know what impression we were doing.
Do my DWCMF. Troy's got the last word. You said that Val Kilmer cannot carry a movie on his own.
No.
Troy is on CMFA. Troy, how are you, buddy?
What crap you got?
Good morning. I was just saying Tom Cruise didn't play Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder.
Oh, my God. You put him in a fat suit. Way to go.
Wait, the race car movie.
No, Tropic Thunder, you idiot. That's Days of Thunder.
Oh, Days
of Thunder. Where he played Tom Cruise.
Wow.
I got the wrong movie.
All right, outside of where they put him in a fat suit, Troy, name me a single movie where it wasn't Tom Cruise doing a different thing.
Well, I just did, and now you don't want to use that
just
one.
Just that suit, okay.
Tommy's got some points here. Good. Tommy's starting to make some good points.
Oh, yeah? With his
Days of Thunder, good movie.
Old T-Breeze over there.
You think that his Mark Twain's good. You should hear his Edgar Allan Poe when he does his Edgar Allan Poe.
Mike, you know, I was sitting one day, and I saw a raven landed on my dead grandmother, and I said, you know what, that would be a good story to tell. You know,
why so is there a dead grandmother with a raven?
I started reading, I called it the
Coach
raven.
Muley in there?
Raven pucked their eyes out.
Troy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
They should name a football team after it.
Everybody has turned off their radio.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Oh, that happened years ago.
You know, when you put Tom Cruise in a fence, you can't tell Tom Cruise. All right, let's take a break.